From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jonah E. Bromwich, Ben Protess, and William K. Rashbaum are reporting in the New York Times that in filings January 18th, in response to Donald Trump's efforts to avoid questioning, New York Attorney General Letitia James said that the former president repeatedly misrepresented the value of his assets and said his company had engaged in, and I quote, fraudulent or misleading, end quote, practices. James is not finishing her investigation of the Trump Organization's financial practices in New York, but was tipping her hand to the judge to prove the necessity of questioning Trump and his children. In the filing, James argues that the Trump Organization misstated the value of properties to lenders, insurers, and the Internal Revenue Service, and that many of its filings were, and I quote, generally inflated as part of a pattern to suggest that Mr. Trump's net worth was higher than it otherwise would have appeared, end quote. In the statement, James was blunt. She said, and I quote, we have uncovered significant evidence that suggests Donald J. Trump and the Trump Organization falsely and fraudulently valued multiple assets and misrepresented those values to financial institutions for economic benefit, end quote. A spokesperson for the Trump Organization spun things differently. The spokesperson said on January 19th, and I quote, 3 years later, she is now faced with the stark reality that she has no case, end quote. You can read more about this story in the New York Times. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that a few days after three racists held a White Lives Matter in front of Chatham's Village gazebo, more than 80 counter-protesters returned to the same spot to have their say. Village Mayor John Howe said, and I quote, this is the real Chatham when it comes to hate, not in my village. And this is something we need to do every day, not just today. We're going to stand united, and they will not divide us, end quote. On January 14th, several photos were shared on social media of three individuals holding a banner with the name and website address of the racist group. At noon on January 19th, the gazebo was instead filled with dozens of people carrying signs against racism and singing, "We Shall Overcome." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andre Ameco reports at Porcupine Suit that Coyman's Town Supervisor George McHugh was not the only local official writing to a judge urging leniency for a local man who pleaded guilty to his part of the riot in the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021. Weselo Republican Chair Lisa DeGroff and Weselo Town Councilperson Amy Burnside also wrote letters to the judge on behalf of William Tryon, 71, of Selkirk. DeGroff stated of Tryon, and I quote, there could not be a more upstanding citizen, end quote. Tryon, who prosecutors say participated in, and I quote, a violent attack that forced an interruption of the certification of the 2020 Electoral College vote count, threatened a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 presidential election, injured more than 100 law enforcement officers, and resulted in more than $1 million of property damage, end quote. Burnside implied that the riot was justified in her letter to the court. Burnside stated, and I quote, Bill is simply just as frustrated as the rest of the country, end quote. Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli, who is a Republican running for governor, also wrote to the court for Tryon on official sheriff's office letterhead. On January 14th, Senior United States District Judge of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, Reggie B. Walton, sentenced Tryon to 50 days behind bars and ordered him to serve 12 months of post-release supervision and pay $500 in restitution, a $25 special assessment, and a $1,000 fine. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.